We're always glad to get Parish President Mike Cooper for a few minutes on Thursdays. We've been doing it since this whole pandemic thing kind of started, just to kind of touch base and see where things are. So I've got him on the phone. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Charles. Just driving up to my office at Coop Drive.
Good. We're glad to have you. Let's talk real quick where the numbers are and what kind of you're seeing out there by way of COVID first.
Without having any numbers in front of me, I do know that the hospitalizations are going down. The number of those being treated in ICU or critical care are certainly going down. And the availability of the vaccine is going up. So with that trend, we're seeing less and less cases of COVID in our community.
You've said this whole time, you talked about this idea of balancing the health of the community with the health of our businesses. I think you say it a different way, but that's basically what you're kind of you've repeated again and again. So I guess talk real quick about supporting our local businesses. Right, we do have the opportunity now to get out a little more safely. More and more people, and it's important now more than ever that that we do what we said we're going to do, which is get back to those local businesses.
And that's exactly right, Charles. As I go out and about, I've seen our businesses opening, our local restaurants, our local small businesses, and I ask our citizens to certainly support them, patronize those who have experienced difficult times during the height of the pandemic. So now it's time to support our local businesses for sure.
So as far as other things other than COVID, I know you guys are going to do a household hazardous waste day. That's already it's on the books for this fall, and you announced that this week.
Yes, I believe the date is October 23rd. It's a Saturday in October, late October. There'll be more information about that. We've got an election this weekend. This Saturday is there's a parish-wide initiative on the ballot for a renewal of a 1.69 mills that's dedicated strictly to drainage and drainage improvements. Every 10 years for the past 40 years, our citizens have voted to renew this important millage, and I ask our citizens, if they haven't taken advantage of early voting, to go to their regular precinct, their regular voting precinct, this Saturday, March 20th. It's the only parish-wide initiative on the ballot, but there are some local propositions as well in the Madisonville, Goodby area, Lee Road, and Pearl River for rec districts and fire districts. And also there's a parish council race in District 6 for the fill in the vacancy of the late Richard Tanner, who passed away last year.
All right. I need to get into exactly what route you drive when you go to work. You told me you were headed to Coop, but I know on LA 59, you guys got that project going on the Trace. The improvements being made to the Trace there, is that proceeding as planned?
Yes, it is. That's a DOTD project. It's a realignment or somewhat of a straightening of that S curve, and also an underground tunnel for the Tammany Trace, which will make it much safer at that important crossing where so many people use, both traffic-wise and those who are on bicycles and jogging on the Tammany Trace. So that project is well underway. There's also a roundabout nearly completed at Lonesome Road on Highway 59 as well. Those are among the many improvements that are going on at this time, both for roadway, highway, and drainage projects.
All right. What else do you and I need to talk about before you you escape? Is there other things on your mind?
Well, with the weather that came through last night, just a couple of minor incidents. Trees were down, no damages, no major flooding, and power outages sporadically, and it brought in some pretty weather that we're going to enjoy for the next few days.
That's exactly right. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to a weekend for sure. All right. Well, I hope you have a good day. We appreciate your time this morning, and we'll catch you again next week.
Thank you so much, Charles. Appreciate it.
All right. There he is, Parish President Mike Cooper. We're going to check your news headlines in just a minute right here on the Lake 94.7.